This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Wisconsin are out of work due to the coronavirus pandemic. With no money coming in, many find themselves visiting food pantries for the first time. Danielle Kading reports food banks and pantries across Wisconsin are making changes to meet demand as the nation has witnessed disruptions in the supply chain.
Vicki Graff is stopping in at the Bayfield Food Pantry for the first time.
I always felt like people who needed it even more than me, but they keep encouraging me to come.
Graff was working for the local chamber, but they reduced staff due to the pandemic. She hasn't heard whether her job will be brought back and is pursuing other options.
It hasn't been really, really bad, you know, with the stimulus money and unemployment. It's been manageable.
Mary Doherty, who helps run the food pantry, says more than 400 people visited the rural food shelf for the first time in April alone. She says the COVID-19 crisis has transformed their operations.
The food pantry normally operated was like a grocery store where people would come in and pick what they want off the shelves. But we can't do that with social distancing.
Now people pull up in their cars outside the food pantry, and volunteers decked out in gloves and masks run food out to them.
We'll open up the trunk and we put it in the car just to stay distant.
That's volunteer Lisa Lutnan of Washburn.
And then we sanitize our hands between each car that we put items in.
The pandemic has changed more than how they run. It's also changed what food they're getting and how they store it. Doherty says they've received bulk quantities they're not equipped to handle. So she's worked with community partners to store food, including Danny Simpson. He's assistant manager of a food center at Northland College in Ashland. Simpson says they've stored food for Bayfield's pantry and repackaged donations from local businesses that were forced to shut down for Ashland's food shelf.
Restaurants, because of their volume and the amount of food that they're kicking out, don't receive those smaller, nice packaged quantities.
Food banks are also grappling with changes in the supply chain. Shane Morris, executive director of Second Harvest Northern Lakes Food Bank, says food from area grocers declined after people rushed to stock up on food in March.
So we began purchasing product. So we will go out to, you know, major manufacturers nationally and, you know, secure a truckload of something or multiple products. But that comes at a higher cost for us.
In 2 months, Morris says they bought more than $350,000 worth of food while demand has grown. More than 17,000 people visited the food shelves they serve in March, closing in on levels not seen since the Great Recession. Wisconsin's food share program that provides money to families for buying food has also seen a spike in people seeking assistance. Food share director Rebecca McAtee says they saw more than 15,000 applications filed in 1 week when demand reached its peak. But those numbers have come down as unemployment payments have started to come through.
Generally, if the economy is kind of picking back up and opening back up, you know, that might also have an impact on whether people are continuing to apply.
Judy Bartfeld says the number of people who are uncertain where their next meal is coming from or lack access to food is likely beyond anything seen in recent history. She's a food security research and policy specialist with the Division of Extension at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Bartfeld says helping people recover will require work on multiple fronts.
So it's not just about strengthening our food pantries. It's about strengthening our public food safety net. It's about strengthening our income safety net. It's about being able to get people back to work. There's so many levels at which we have to tackle this if we want to really think about long-term progress.
As of this month, more Wisconsin households will now be eligible to receive emergency food assistance from food pantries after state and federal officials signed off on a proposal to raise the income limit. Vicki Graff, who was visiting Bayfield's pantry for the first time, thinks food shelves are going to be even more important as time goes on, especially if the nation sees another wave of coronavirus cases this fall. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.